Mike Zulo is a member of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's posse, and therefore is a volunteer, not a sworn officer, but he does have a special role.
In 2006, the sheriff asked me to head up a newly formed cold case posse, specifically used for his purpose, and that answered directly to him.
Zulo declined to be interviewed for this story, but that's him in a video by InfoWars in which he calls President Barack Obama's birth certificate fraudulent. See, Zulo is probably best known for leading Arpaio's controversial birth certificate investigation. Now Arpaio and four of his staff are facing contempt of court for violating federal Judge Murray Snow's orders in a racial profiling case. One facet of the contempt case is whether the sheriff, at the time he was supposed to be implementing court-ordered reforms, was using resources towards a confidential informant in Seattle trying to dig up dirt on Judge Snow. And that's where Mike Zulo comes in.
Mr. Zulo was clearly the person that the sheriff primarily relied on conducting the so-called Seattle investigation.
Dan Picota is with the ACLU of Arizona and represents plaintiffs in this case. So what was the Seattle investigation exactly? The answer is still murky. But we do know it began in 2013 after the sheriff met Dennis Montgomery, a self-proclaimed CIA and National Security Agency whistleblower who was living in Seattle. The sheriff has said he hired Montgomery as a confidential informant because Montgomery claimed he had evidence of the CIA hacking into Maricopa County residents' bank accounts and wiretaps of the sheriff's phones. But documents made public so far also show Montgomery was
looking into aspects of Judge Snow, the presiding justice in this case. And it's obviously very unusual and very troubling when you have a party in a case investigating the judge.
Montgomery made charts alleging Judge Snow was involved in a purported conspiracy with the U.S. Department of Justice and the plaintiff's lawyers. Arpaio has testified he never asked Montgomery to investigate Judge Snow. He's also testified that Montgomery's information was junk. Mike Zulo is a key part of this puzzle. He was the person who was in the closest contact with Arpaio about the Seattle investigation. That's why plaintiffs are interested in seeing Zulo's documents. Lawyers for the sheriff turned over many of them, but withheld more than 80, saying Zulo was invoking his Fifth Amendment rights to not incriminate himself. But Picota's team wants to see all the documents.
These documents clearly are relevant.
The judge in the case will decide later today if Zulo must turn them all over. As for why Zulo may be worried about incriminating himself, we asked Paul Charlton, the former U.S. attorney for Arizona, to weigh in.
You don't have to go back very far in history to see that people have been prosecuted for careless, reckless, or intentional misuse of classified information. You'll remember General David Petraeus was convicted of an offense.
Keep in mind, Zulo and the rest of the sheriff's team were working with Dennis Montgomery, who claimed to be harvesting CIA and NSA records.
The fact that a sheriff's office might have at one time believed that they were gaining access to what purported to be classified information raises all sorts of concerns, including potential criminal violations.
It may not matter that Montgomery's records likely weren't actually from the CIA or NSA after all. Think about people caught in drug stings.
The cocaine doesn't have to have been real. Many undercover cops sell powder to drug dealers and later charge them with conspiracy.
The Department of Justice is looking into Montgomery's hard drives, but many details of this saga have yet to come to light. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.